الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس ليذيقهم بعض الذي يرجعون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أعمالكم عمالكم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, our mothers and sisters who may be listening over streaming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses of the Quran and Majeed sets out a pattern of what we may term as perhaps cause and effect. Allah ta'ala has made it such that this world is such that for every action, there is a reaction. There are consequences. If a person heats up the water and puts the finger inside, he will experience warmth and heat. If the person takes a knife, places the knife on the skin and applies pressure, provided the knife is sharp, the knife will cut. If the person starts a fire in a home, eventually that fire, if it is not extinguished, it will destroy the entire home. Cause and effect. There's a consequence. The person drives his vehicle recklessly, loses control, there will be an accident. So this world is a world of means. It's a world of cause and effect. There are consequences for everything that takes place in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran and Majeed that you see in this world, in the land, when there is corruption and there is mischief. Corruption and mischief in the land. Then there is a reason why it is happening. It is that as a result of something. It is as a consequence of something. There is something that has caused this to happen. Now people can debate many things. Someone can say, no, you see, we have people in power who are not qualified. Or the person who is in control. Or that particular organization is such. And then we can go on listing excuses and reasons. And we may be right, correct to a certain extent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving a reason and a consequence, which we can safely say is the real root cause of the corruption and the mischief that we see prevalent in the land. And this particular fact and aspect can be substantiated by studying history. They say history repeats itself. And any person who is well versed with history, he knows his history well, they can almost predict what's going to happen next. You study the rise and fall of nations, the rise and fall of the Islamic empires and the empires throughout the world. And you look at the trajectory and the pattern and what had happened and what had transpired. And especially in the Islamic empires, you will find one important factor. That there is a book that is written, مَاذَا خَسِرَ الْعَالَمْ بِإِنْحِطَاطِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, how the entire world degenerated when the Muslims degenerated. When the Muslims were rising, the entire world was on the rise. When the Muslims began to fall, the entire world started falling. We are speaking in terms of morality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this particular principle, or if we may say this particular formula. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. That corruption and mischief becomes prevalent, becomes apparent in the land because of the actions of the people. Because of the actions of the people, right at grassroots levels, When corruption becomes the order of the day, corruption within the, on the micro level, in the little family home, there's corruption there, within the family itself. And if we extend it further, corruption in the organizations, corruptions in the municipal levels, corruptions in the, you know, government structures or national levels, corruption on the international levels, and corruption throughout the world. So Allah Ta'ala says, ظَهْرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ. So this is a very important aspect that we need to internalize. Now we may say, Maulana, now how am I going to change the world? We have to start somewhere. There was one great wali of Allah, friend of Allah. He used to say in those days when they used to use animals as a means of conveyance, as a means of traveling. So he used to say that the day I disobey a command of Allah, or I become negligent or heedless, I find that my conveyance becomes stubborn. That horse or that donkey or that animal that usually is very, very calm, very, you know, going very well. But that one day when I was a bit negligent, this wali of Allah, probably no sin really being committed, but perhaps forgot to read some wazifa or something, forgot his morning Yasin Sharif or something. For weak ones like us, we really committed a sin. But for these friends of Allah, they perhaps were left out something. He says, on that day I find that my horse becomes stubborn. Hence, in our own lives, when we see things are not going very well, that today things are not working out. This went wrong, that went wrong, this problem arose, that problem arose. The first point of concern in our lives should be my actions for the day. Is there something that I have done that may have invited the displeasure of Allah? Is there some action that I could have done? And you would be surprised that that one remark that you said to that one person where you insulted him, or you insulted your spouse or your wife, you made that insulting remark, or you cast a lustful glance or listened to something inappropriate, the person will look at that and say that it's highly likely that it was this action that has resulted in this happening in my day. Things are going wrong. Things are not working out. Of course, a person, it doesn't mean that if some test is sent to him, then it's definitely because of his sin. Allah Ta'ala tests the Anbiya also. They were tested. Just on this point of a test, how do we know if it is a test or a punishment? That if that test brings the person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is a sign that it is actually a mercy in disguise. And if it causes the person to go further away from Allah ta'ala, then that is a sign that it is a punishment of Allah ta'ala. It is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore in our lives we should also see that if things are not going right, then perhaps there is something that I have done that has invited the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it is our belief that nothing happens in this world without the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, if things are going wrong in one's life, one needs to seriously ask the question, is my Allah pleased with me or displeased with me? Is there any action that I may have committed because of which Allah is unhappy with me? Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith of Rasulullah, that your actions determine the kind of rulers that you will get. Your a'mal, your actions, will determine the kind of rulers that will be placed upon you. And again, we study history. Study the rise of empires, the fall of empires. Suddenly there was a ruler that came into power, was brutal, was a tyrant. What happened before that? What was the condition of the Muslims and the people of the time prior to that? And you will notice this if you study history. that people became heedless. The Muslims were forgetting Allah. They became absorbed in the glitter and the glamour of this world. They were enriching themselves and forgetting about the real purpose in this world. And Allah made it such that a tyrant ruler came over them. An oppressive ruler was placed over them. And conditions became brutal. Conditions became very, very challenging and very difficult. People lost their lives. People lost their properties. Expropriation without compensation. These are buzzwords we hear. So the reason for the topic, respected elders and brothers, is we are coming close to the elections. And there are many analysts who are saying that this election is a watershed moment in this country. It is a critical moment in this country. And there are many forces at play to try and destabilize this country for many reasons. We should not be naive that when the country is standing up for the rights of the oppressed and standing up against those who are oppressors, there will be no consequences. So there are these third forces that want to destabilize this country, that want to change the regime, that want to put people in power who would see to their selfish needs so that they can continue looting from the wealth of this country as they have been looting throughout the world. We as Muslims should be very, very careful. We should start at grassroots levels. What is our condition as Muslims? What is the condition of our communities? And it's not only the Muslims. We are not living in a bubble. The person who feels that he is just going to live, you know, within himself. A beautiful example is given of the ship and the upper deck and the lower deck. The people on the upper deck, his hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were not concerned about those who were on the lower deck. And so those in the lower deck wanted some water. So they said the easiest way is we'll make a hole inside. And the people of the upper deck were not concerned about the people on the lower deck. Inevitably what happened? The entire ship sank. And those who were in the upper deck also perished. If you are going to look at the people and the community around us and say, well, they want to carry on with their lives and we're not concerned about them. You know, lakum deenukum waliya deen. For you, your deen and my deen, and I will carry on with my life. And I will not be a person of the community where there is some community work that's taking place to uplift the community. That's not for us. We are just going to the masjid and coming back. We have to realize that we are living in a community. And we have to be part and parcel of this entire community whilst keeping and maintaining our principles. But for example, we saw it when the looting took place, that the entire community came together and we had to work with our neighbors, even though the neighbor was a non-Muslim. Even though the neighbor may not have the same beliefs that we had. So we need to understand that we need to uplift the entire community. And we should be supporting any initiative that is there to uplift the community. Whether it is uplifting the youth, whether it is uplifting the schools, whether it is implementing morality within our communities and our schools, whether there is some kind of a movement that is trying to prevent some immorality from entering our syllabi or our schools, then we are part and parcel of these things, or we at least give some form of support in some way or the other, even if it is dua. So Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ. Your actions determine the kind of rulers that are placed upon you. And again, as we mentioned in the introduction, those who study history will understand that this is substantiated by history. We have historical evidence to prove this. That whenever the communities and the nations were bringing good qualities within themselves, they were being neighborly, they were being considerate, they were being loving, they were sharing. There was morality that was prevalent. There was kindness that was prevalent. There was a promotion of good deeds within the community. There was prevention from immorality and evil within that community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed upon those communities just rulers, faithful rulers, trustworthy rulers, and the contrary. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, the first important point, start within our communities, within our homes, within our families, implement within our own lives trustworthiness. Root out corruption within our small little families. We have a nephew. We have a younger brother that we can advise. That fulfill the right of your wife. Fulfill the right of your staff. Fulfill the rights of your neighbor. Do not become corrupt. Give them their full due. Give them their full right. Do not abuse the power that you have. Being a husband. Be loving, be caring, be considerate, be tolerant. And this is all part and parcel of creating harmony and promoting good within that community. The other aspect is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. That if a people of the, if a community brings two qualities within them, Allah will open up the doors of blessings upon that community. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا. Two qualities. That if the people of the community adopt iman within their lives, they bring iman. And together with bringing iman, they adopt the quality of taqwa, which we've heard over and over and over again. Month of Ramadan, days of Hajj, taqwa, taqwa. Consciousness that Allah is with you. Ke jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Allah is with you wherever you are. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. That the person is conscious that Allah is with him all the time. Then Allah will send blessings within that community, blessings within that country. And the final aspect that I want to mention, wherein Allah Ta'ala can suddenly change the condition of a community. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people of Saba. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. That there was a particular town known as Saba where Allah blessed them with bounties upon bounties upon bounties. And Allah Ta'ala says, كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ. That since Allah has blessed you with so many bounties, eat of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala, لَكِنْ شُكَرْ أَدَا كَرُوا. Make shukr. Be grateful of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Appreciate the bounties that Allah has blessed you with. And if you appreciate the bounties that Allah has blessed you with, then Allah will maintain those bounties and not only maintain, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will make shukr, Allah will increase the bounties. Allah will give an increase. But Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people of Saba, instead of appreciating the bounties, they began to complain. They began to complain. Here in South Africa, we are extremely fortunate. Count our blessings. And how fortunate we are, Qurbani will be coming. Alhamdulillah, people can make the Qurbani within their yards, in their communities. It is so easy for us to perform our Qurbani. We have so many masajid, so many madari, so many darul ulum, so many makatib. The Muslim community is so vibrant, so strong. In every organization, right up to political level, mashallah, we see Muslim people part and parcel of, right up to government level. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciate these bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use these bounties and take advantage of it. You have a masjid in your community, what a ni'mat. But if you are not frequenting the masjid, if you are not there for fajr, salah, then you are not appreciating that bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one person said, that we all talk about the rise of Islam, but we only rise after the sun has risen. Fajr time, I'm sleeping. We're sleeping. But we want to talk about the rise of Islam. We can't even lift up the blanket on the bed. But we're talking about conquering the world. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. So, the person appreciating the bounty means that that person takes advantage of the opportunity. We have a madrasa in our community. We have an alim, mashallah, they are ulama. Every community has many ulama. Every community has so many huffaz. One of our students went to Azerbaijan, and he mentioned in that entire town that he went to, there were only two places where the entire Quran Sharif was completed during the month of Ramadan. They had no huffaz. Subhanallah, if we go to Overport, for example, you just go to Brickfield Road alone, there were so many tarawis that were taking place just on one street alone.
This is the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as a community should appreciate these bounties. Take advantage of these bounties. Motivate the huffaz. Encourage the ulama. Encourage the madrasas. Assist in whichever way we can. And keep on thanking Allah ta'ala for these bounties. But if we are going to become such that we don't appreciate, nah, it's better if we never had so many, ulama. It's better if we never had so many huffaz. It's better if we never had so many masajid. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Then Allah can snatch these bounties away from us. It can be taken away. And Allah can change conditions within split seconds. Allah is Malikul Mulk. We have seen history that the community was enjoying wonderful bounties. They had all the prosperity in the world. And within split seconds, one earthquake struck and finished, destroyed. Completely destroyed. Within seconds, Allah Ta'ala created a revolution within that country. A coup took place. And those people who are mighty and mighty and tighty, they lost everything. They had to flee the country with just what they could carry on their backs. Everything was taken away. So Allah can take away within seconds. Allah is all powerful. Allah is almighty. Allah has absolutely no weakness whatsoever. Hence, appreciate every single bounty within this country. And then of course we have the election that is coming up now. Ulama ikram have explained that some people will adopt the attitude of, of what benefit is it for us to participate in the elections, and we rather just, just sit at home and carry on. But the fact of the matter is that we have this power to vote, and we can be part and parcel of using the strategic position that we have to try and, either change the direction of this country or protect the condition and position of this country. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, just to recap what we had mentioned, it is our belief in our aqeedah that Allah Ta'ala sends down conditions based on our a'mal and our actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala implements rulers upon a community based on their a'mal and their actions. We should always look at our actions within our daily lives. If things are going well, that is a sign that inshallah the person is, Allah is not angry with that person. But if things are not going very well, there's issues within one's life, then this is an indication that perhaps we should question ourselves, that perhaps I am doing something that is bringing about the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, the election that is coming out now, we should make abundant dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintains safety, security, serenity. Allah ta'ala looks after this wonderful land that we have, this beautiful country that we have. MashaAllah, within this country, we are blessed with such bounties and such freedom, especially as Muslims, that you will not even find in so-called Muslim countries. In so-called Muslim countries, they do not even have the kind of freedoms that we as Muslims enjoy within this country. This is a great ni'mah and a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we should daily appreciate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, we should be part and parcel of that group of individuals that promotes humanity, wonderful traits, morality within the community at large. Not only within the Muslim community, but within the community at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our country. May Allah ta'ala protect our masajid, our madaris, our darul ulums, our ulama, our huffaz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the assets of the Muslim community. And mashallah, we see that the Muslims of South Africa are known to be amongst the most generous Muslims. That the small community, but they are helping people as far as Gaza and Sudan and Bosnia and all of these places. This is a great, and not only that, we see that whilst many Muslim countries throughout the world are silent when it comes to the oppression that is taking place in Gaza, it is the country of South Africa that is standing up to defend the oppressed, to defend those people in Gaza. And mashallah, the kind of du'as that this country is receiving by those who are oppressed in Gaza, it is really heartwarming. It is really, really motivating. May Allah Ta'ala accept the du'as of those widows, the du'as of those orphans, the du'as of those who have lost their limbs, that are making du'a for the prosperity of this country because of their support for the oppressed people. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that we never ever become the oppressors, and we always stand up for those who are oppressed. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.